Hi, I'm Shlomo Pearl. As chairman of the Haas Concerts, I can assure you that the special moments you have been listening to are indeed quite memorable. But the moments that are truly unforgettable for me are the moments that occur at Camp Hask. Those are the moments that made the weeks and months of preparations worth the effort. Okay, so I do have a favorite moment from the past. Remember A.B. Rothenberg's heartwarming Who Am I?, which became the Hask theme song? That's my favorite moment. And of course, I'm preparing for a whole new set of special moments from this year's Hask concerts, which will be taking place at the world-renowned Metropolitan Opera House. Before we present A.B.'s Who Am I?, kindly listen to Rabbi Pesach Kron's reflection of a Shabbos at Camp Hask.
This year I had an opportunity to be in a camp. I was never in such a camp in my life. And I was told that you have to be prepared mentally before you walk into this camp, otherwise it'll just shatter you. I had the opportunity, the great schus, to be in Camp Hask. I tell you, when you walk into Camp Hask on a Friday afternoon before Shabbos, you simply do not know where your heart is going to break first. Hundreds of kids that are never mentally and physically disabled. You see swings for wheelchairs and children with Down syndrome, children with all kinds of mental disabilities. These kids have to be dressed and they have to be washed and they have to be clothed. And there's no way that they can appreciate what these counselors, the boys and the girls, what they do for them. And then you walk into the Beis Medrash Friday night and they're davening for the Amid. One of the counselors is singing a beautiful niggun. And the niggun is so gishmak by l'chadoidi and you just don't want it to stop. And the kids, the counselors have such tremendous patience because the kids, many of them are talking and walking around. It's not like in other camps. They're very loose with the children, but they know exactly how to contain them. And this song is so beautiful and you don't want it to stop. And the counselors start singing after boy chala, boy chala, and then suddenly somebody takes one of the wheelchairs and all the wheelchairs are going around the Amid like a dance. And I'm telling you, I'm sitting and crying and watching that dance. And to me, it's like the dance of the vision. It's a Friday night by the Kosel. Such a holy, such a beautiful dance. And then you go into the dining room. You have never in your life heard such noise. Such noise. And coming from other camps, it's just not possible to imagine. And the singing. And these kids are so happy. It's the happiest time for these children and the counselors. And they hug them and they embrace them. And if I live to be 120, I will never forget this particular kid. A little Chassidish boy. He's standing on a table. Everybody is dancing. And this little kid with gorgeous payas, a Down syndrome child,